Rapunzel's Daughter by Wendy Howe. The daughter of Rapunzel learned to sing sweetly from her mother, to enrich her sound with radishes, rose hips, and salad greens. For years, she played the harp and remained a happy child, until suddenly turning silent. On the day she lost her voice, the crone's raven landed near the stream, clutching a dragonfly in his beak. Then he flew away with the insect shimmering like a crystal key, leaving the blonde girl to ripple in water and trade her bright self for a sullen shadow. Now she twirls limp tendrils of hair and speaks one-word answers, same tone, same size, and all stored up, as if they were lentils inside a glass tower. I remember when her tongue was a leaf of ruby lettuce, seasoned with awe, and the garden waited to serve her like a muse draped in sheer light and flowering plants. But the day she found that darkened mood, its winged echo fell behind her ribs and was left flapping sorrow against a small trellis of bone. At night it grew deeper and still does as she turns in her sleep, feeling the tense grip of bird and moon.